Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Sheraton Crescent Hotel with District 3 Toastmasters, and we have the privilege this morning to speak to Steve Breaux, Reset Your Career. Steve is an Amazon bestseller from 2015, and tell us about the book. Let's start there.
Okay. Karen, I have four books in press right now, and my most current book is called 52 Tips for Leaders, A Year of Career Growth. The book that you're referring to, Leading the Way Up Mount Olympus, is a book which looks at leadership and how people have used leadership skills to make their businesses, their careers, their organizations successful.
Four books.
I have, yes.
Wow, I'm impressed. I have won a children's book award winner as well, just a small award for moms. Having even an opportunity to write one book and birth that is quite an experience. So great for you for having four in the works. Are there more to come as well?
I have a concept which is not yet a book. It's called 11 Problems That Managers Face.
But it will be a book at some point.
That would be excellent.
Excellent. So tell us about Toastmasters. We're here at the Spring Conference 2018. I think there's 250, maybe 300 participants, and you're going to be one of our speakers today?
I've already spoken in the last hour, but yes, I joined Toastmasters in another decade, 1991. So I've been in Toastmasters long, and some of these people have been walking the earth. Toastmasters is an excellent place, not only for communication skills, but for leadership skills. It's part of what brought the genesis of my focus on helping people to become better leaders. The Toastmasters organization is worldwide. I joined in California. I've been active in a number of clubs here in Arizona, currently active with Paradise Valley Toastmasters. I'm an officer with that club, and we're going to hold our club elections in a few weeks and, you know, maybe serving another year.
As a Toastmaster member, what has been some of the greatest gifts that you've experienced, either professionally or personally?
I think there is a deepening of the character for anyone who works in Toastmasters. It's not just about being able to speak for 5 to 7 minutes in front of an audience. It is about having sustained relationships with people that make a difference. One of the most profound moments for me as Toastmaster was helping to build a new club. I was a mentor and generator of ideas for a new club called Unity Speakers. Club still exists today. It's recently had its 20-year anniversary, and it was so grand to be able to bring people together and show them the benefits of the program and get enough people to say that, yes, they would make a commitment to make that organization continue and thrive.
Any thoughts or stories around somebody that you've watched grow through Toastmasters? I'm sure there are several, but anybody come to mind in the recent years or even past years where you've said, wow, I had an opportunity to watch this person blossom. Anybody come to mind?
There's a Toastmaster who's at this conference I haven't seen for about a year and a half. His name is Barry, and he's an immigrant from one of the Eastern European countries. He hated communism. He came to this country, came here poor, and he joined a Toastmasters club. He joined Unity Speakers, in fact, the club I just mentioned. Got really excited by the opportunities. You know, he's had rough things happen with his career, but Toastmasters has been one of the most positive things that's out there for him. He's confidently moved forward and made other choices that helped him select a new career paths for him. So, yeah.
I love hearing that. And I'm sure we could have anybody sit down and share what they've either personally and professionally experienced for themselves through the growth of Toastmasters or have been a witness to somebody else's success. So thank you for sharing that story. Let's talk a little bit about your career. An author, of course, a speaker. How else do you serve the community and what are you focused on in the rest of 2018?
Well, I'm an executive coach. I help people individually with their careers and making choices. I also teach. I'm a university instructor. I'm working with University of Phoenix, and I teach with Grand Canyon University. I teach courses on how to get started in the university setting. I teach master's level courses in organizational behavior and industrial organizational psychology.
Love it. I'm a University of Phoenix grad. My master's is in organizational management. Goes okay. back a few years, though. Like you, I've been around the block for a while. But I have University of Phoenix in my blood as well.
And we're both Phoenix.
Yes, we are.
Phoenix I.
Phoenix rising, yes. So for today, what feels like the most exciting thing? If somebody's a newcomer here for Toastmasters, what could you encourage them to do as they participate in a conference like this?
At the conference, the most exciting thing is to make new connections. To most people join a Toastmasters club, they meet weekly, and they may get to know 10, 20 people really well. At the conference, and you keep going to a Toastmasters club, and it feels like that's the ends of the program right there.
It's family.
You come to a conference like this, you meet many new people. Many of them have unique talents, and they're different than their family from their home club. But they see that there's a lot of Toastmaster growth around the state and all over the country. You know, this is a local Arizona conference, but, you know, there are programs going on that connect people all over the world.
I would imagine an opportunity like this reminds people that they are part of a much larger organization. To your point, we tend to get comfortable with people who we get to see every week or every month. But this is an opportunity to, again, step out of our comfort zone and make those connections. And who knows where those connections take us. I'd imagine that if you're willing to step out of your comfort zone a little bit and meet new people and engage in conversations beyond your little sphere, you may end up picking up a lifelong friend in addition to a new skill set or introduction to something that you hadn't anticipated.
Yes, you were talking to Don Griffith earlier this morning, and I didn't see his interview, but I've known Don for many years, and I know that he has served as an international director, and part of his area of responsibility was making sure that Toastmasters in Mexico was a strong, vibrant organization. I don't know if he talked to you.
We didn't speak about that specifically, no.
So the region we're in, I think we're in, there have been changes over the years, but I think we're in Region 10 right now, and the organization overlaps Arizona with Mexico and other southwestern states. So the Toastmasters program extends there, and people are being brought together. I mean, it's a really a nice vision for the world. You know, we have, you know, Trump meeting Kim Jong-un, and you know, that may go well. It doesn't. You know, there are areas of conflict in the world, such as the Mideast, that have gone on for centuries. The Toastmasters program offers a way for people to get together and celebrate the ways they are common, and they share their value and respect each other. And Toastmasters has a unique way of saying, I can be happy with who I am and what my cultural tradition is, as well as honoring the people who are neighbors in another country that may have different traditions.
So needed.
Oh, yeah.
So needed. And in every aspect of our life, not just professionally, but neighbor-wise, family-wise, you know, even the conflicts that sometimes we experience in our own family dynamics. Toastmasters gives folks an opportunity, like you said, to just say, hey, I'm really okay with who I am. There's room for improvement, always the case. But I can listen respectfully. And even if I disagree, have an opportunity to stay open to where are the commonalities? Where are we the same? And what a difference that would make if everybody had an opportunity to learn from what Toastmasters offers.
In the last hour, I presented on Legends of Leadership, and we touched on role-playing games at one point. One of the members of the audience was an officer with the Army back in the 1970s, and while he never played role-playing games, he shared with me that he used role-playing as a technique to bring together some of the cultural, some of the racial tension that was being felt with the black community, the Hispanic community, and the white community in the military. Role-playing was a technique that was effective in bringing people together, where there may have been a lot of tension. And in the military, you can't waste time in having people to know how to work together and to solve problems together. And he was affirming that good communication makes a difference in bringing people together.
Good communication is everything. And a piece of that is obviously listening.
Yes.
But there's also this beautiful part about Toastmasters around feedback. And Don actually had spoke to the feedback piece that really is what's given Toastmasters this longevity. Because without the feedback and an opportunity to candidly and constructively share with someone areas of improvement, if it's always flowery and fluffy, we don't necessarily learn. Do you have any thoughts around feedback and the important role that's played for your growth?
Wow. Feedback is just so essential. If feedback is delivered in an overpowering way, you know, I know part of my reaction might be to say, I don't want to hear that right now. I recoil against that. I know I'm a good person. And, you know, we all know that we're all good people, but sometimes the feedback can come off and, you know, we're not ready to accept it. Being skillful as an evaluator, we learn how to give feedback so that the person is primed to maybe listen and to consider new alternatives. To the extent, you know, we have a range of things in which we're willing to look at and willing to consider. And in Toastmasters, we serve not just as speech givers, but we serve as people who share evaluation. And that's all about how to help people accept feedback and how to move. We practice the art of offering gentle feedback, but meaningful feedback. We don't want to whitewash our evaluations. Whitewash is where, you know, we would only say nice things, and okay, well, I already knew I'm a good person, so why? But thank you for the pat on the back. But how to deliver enough meaningful feedback so the person is willing to listen and carry on any process of change on their own. Evaluators and Toastmasters can make a difference in that. And as I teach management and leadership, we need people who can help people make appropriate changes in the way they work. Feedback primes them for getting that. I think the heavy work isn't with the evaluator. The heavy work is with the individual that's facing the change.
Implementing it.
Yes.
Yeah, I know Patricia Fripp in her keynote this morning spoke to that her job was well done. We all agreed that with that this morning. But now it's in our hands to take that that's the skills that she offered us. And the even she offered some immediate feedback for some of the participants in the room this morning. And now it's our role to say, okay, what are you going to do with that? Right. What else is ahead for you in the rest of 2018 and 2019? And where can we find more out about you, your books, and the work that you do as an executive coach?
Well, thank you. Well, I'm marketing my program as 11 problems that managers face. I'm looking for clients who want to be not just good managers, but can build their skills as leaders. I'm going to take the vacation of the decade starting next month. My wife and I are going to fly to London and then cruise from Barcelona to Rome. So we're going to take 3 weeks out of the country.
Wonderful.
And have a wonderful experience getting to know each other without our adult kids around, and our adult kids live in my life. As the opportunity presents, I've made a writing schedule for myself that might support a book, so I'm working on that as well. And continuing to offer a blog. I publish my material right now under mycareerimpact.com. People who are interested in reaching me can send an email to steve@stevebro.com. Love to have a conversation with people who are contemplating career change and say, offer my thoughts on, you know, where they can go.
Fantastic. And Steve Bro is B-R-O-E.
Yes.
Yes. And the website again, one more time for us?
Mycareerimpact.com. Email steve at SteveBroe.com.
Wonderful. I'm envious of this wonderful trip you have planned. I do hope you enjoy it. I also have two adult children who are no longer living at home, but we have a 10-year-old still. So we don't have an epic trip like that planned for probably many years until he's off to college. Thank you again, Steve, for spending time with us on Phoenix Business Radio. I do hope that you'll make it into the studio and we can have a longer conversation when you get back. Okay. We won't tie you up before that. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Karen Nowicki. Media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, we'll see you.